Hot 107.9 Philly's hottest station for hip hop and R&B.
Yeah, you already know who it is. Kyle at the club. Mia Mendez, your home team in the building.
Yes, yes. I'm very happy to have 50 Cent in the building. Hi.
What's up, man? I'm happy to be here too. The Winner's Circle, I got a chance to write when a lot of hard work has been put into achieving the actual goal, that moment where the victory is as emotional as a setback.
Yeah. I guess at this point in your career, do you feel like, I would think your circle is very small.
Right.
So are you quicker to notice or feel someone's wrong energy, I guess you can say?
Right, and you don't have a problem with removing it.
Right. I know that's right.
At this point, you're like, okay, yeah, you go ahead and get out of here too.
Yeah.
Like, so many people that you filtered through that actual system, and it's a tiring process.
Yeah.
Because initially, like you taught from the environment that I came out of, that you were strong as your crew.
Mm-hmm.
So I came developing the crew from the very beginning. As you heard, new 50 Cent, it was three voices on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it brought you Lloyd Banks and Tony Ayo, and then it spawned into the Young Buck Project and Game, and then Mobb Deep and M.O.P. and Mace and Olivia and everything else started to come into play. But now, like, it's always that artist's responsibility to sustain their value in the marketplace.
Right.
As an individual. Like, the record company's job is to sell what has the highest probability to sell. And the artist will always, whether you sign to a major record company or to an independent, you still have the responsibility of sustaining that, you know, on your own.
So what is your take, I guess, now with, like, Lloyd and Tony Ayo? Do you still feel like they are hungry or not hungry? They're comfortable where they are? You know, what do you?
I would have to say comfortable, because they don't. I like the process.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in love with that. So I want to actually do things, and I like when the idea works.
Yeah.
Over and over. Like, to be honest with you, anyone who is truly ambitious will identify at some point with themselves running through a tunnel that doesn't end.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll always find a new project or a new goal or a new thing that they set and put in front of them. But we all don't respond the same way.
Right. So I guess you would say you feel like that would be somebody who maybe never really feels successful.
Right. If they don't actually, like, I have to create that for myself and say, when I reach this point, I'm going to chill because I've made it to this point.
Yeah.
And because I'll keep going. Like, I just keep wanting to do it because it's just who I am. Like, the environment, the biggest restraint is a financial restraint.
Mm-hmm.
You start to see it as the money will be the answers to all your problems. And then when you achieve it, you start to see so many little things from people around you that you go, what? Like, in any other case, you can't go to a person, no matter how long you've worked with the person, how long you've known the person. Because I've known you, can I come to you and say, yo, I spent my money, so let me borrow like $1 million. Because
my
I spent mine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What?
Yo.
It's crazy. Like, you go, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
So, I mean, and if you did give it to him, then you would actually be the person that he should go spend that money and come back and ask again.
Yeah, and then you're crippling them.
Right.
Yeah.